measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall and exhaust. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
And hello, everybody. Good Monday morning. This is CA. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA on iHeartRadio, your biblical teacher, your encourager, your independent clergy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, indeed, we had to play that song, Everlasting Arms. That is by, you got it, Lincoln Brewster with his daughter at the end there. Okay, well, I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you had a great time at church or whatever you might have done over the weekend and even on Sunday. Today on Coffee Talk, I want to talk to you guys a little bit. And we're going to talk about some things that God's voice will never say to you. What, CA? Yes. There are things that God's voice will never say to you. You know, if we go to Scripture in the book of John chapter 10 and verse 5, Scripture reminds us a stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of the strangers. You know, let me ask you guys this. If you date yourself way back like I do, when you were a new Christian, do you remember hearing and knowing that God's voice were in two things that you struggled with the most? So, how could you know whether you were hearing God or whether you were hearing a voice? That was before you got saved, before you accepted Christ in your heart. We've all been there, haven't we? If you think about it. And if you grew up in church like I did, and I start off at the Baptist churches, then ended up going to the Nazarene churches, and then going to Bible college, Nazarene Bible College, which was originally the college that I went to was Texas Nazarene Bible Institute. And I had a great professor named Brian Stone. And his father-in-law was one of my professors too. One of the greats, in my personal opinion, as far as professor on teaching. And required a lot of work back then when I had a typewriter. I didn't have iPhones. I didn't ask Google for answers. I wasn't that kind of a person. I actually went in and indulged. And that would be the great Dal Newberry, if anybody knows him up in Oklahoma. He's a retired pastor, but he's still alive and well, at least the last I remember. He's always going to be my favorite professor. I'd probably say under him would have to be Brian Stone with Liberation Community. It was a church in Fort Worth. Dal, let me tell you a little bit about Dal before I continue on. Dal Newberry was the kind of pastor that was very creative. I love creative ministers. I have minister friends that are very creative. Now, Dal was very creative. He wanted to create the first drive-in church in Crowley, Texas. You know what? He succeeded. It happened. He had over 250 to 300 come to two services. He had two church services. That was a big PTL, Praise the Lord, report back then. Of course, that was back in the early 90s. But I just wanted to share that. I thought that just real creative. He's a great college professor. Yes, he was the one that I had to do the whole book of Proverbs. And I had to use it I had to do every bit of it on typing on a typewriter. My mom could even ask you that. In fact, I still got some of the paperwork that I saved when I did typing on it. Not all of it. But back in the days of my Bible college days, I had to type it up. I had 3 months to accomplish that, then go over it, and I started going over it with my parents at the time, and then stand before professors and church pastors or ministers for my grade. Probably one of the hardest things that I ever had to do, but you know what? It got me out of my shell, and it got me to where I was even more people related, even though I knew I had it inside of me. So, when you're going, now let me go back, and I was just going to share that on Coffee Talk. But when you're a new Christian, you struggle. God reminds us, even in Scripture, that being a new Christian is not going to be an easy road to go. But you're picking up your cross and you're following Him. You're following Him. Pick up that staff and follow me. Follow God. You can't go wrong with Jesus Christ. I remember as I began studying the Bible and indulging in scriptures as a new Christian, and then going into work and witnessing when I was at the Baptist church in my younger years, the Holy Spirit was just speaking to me more and more. And back in the days of the hellfire and brimstone Baptist preachers, which I wish we still had a lot of, not Baptists, but just all across the whole world, hellfire and brimstone ministers, instead of the ones that just go behind the pulpit, and that's fine. But you got to get into hellfire and brimstone. You got to really get to the Word, to step on toes, to wake people up, you know. My college professor had told me one time, in fact, he said, you know, you're only going to hold them for 30 minutes. And he joked around and said, you know, entertain for 30 minutes, but you're entertaining the Word of God. Amen. And that's what you've got to do. And the music's always good to incorporate and stuff like that, but you got to keep it where you can keep them focused on what you're teaching on and not veering off to the left and veering off to the right. Just some words of the wise that I can tell a lot of my pastor friends out there all across the world. But as I begin reading scripture and indulging more and learning more and in Bible college learning more from Genesis all the way to Revelations, my mind was just soaking in more and more of God's Word. And as a new Christian, you can soak in so much that the excitement builds and you're on what? You're called on what? You're called on fire to be on, you know, you're on fire for God. You're on fire for Him and you're wanting to work and witness. And I know times have changed. I know you can't wear friends or knock on doors without a door tag on you. Well, I say door tag. One of those tags, permit tags, where they know that you're from a church. Times have changed. I know my brother told me a long time ago, hey, you can't live back in 1970. I know, but it's great to dream it every once in a while, isn't it? Just things like that. When you're reading scripture and you're indulging and you're reading Bible study or doing Bible study with your husband, your wife, your significant other, your best friends, U.S. Marine Cody, some of his friends, and Caleb, the ones that have the podcast show, which I got to get them to get it back on, called The Random Wave, which was very popular. They only did like 3 episodes. But those guys, my nephew and my son and a gentleman by the name of Grant, they're all, and other boys, they're getting together and they're doing Bible study. That's what it's all about. He told me the other day, he called me last week, said, Dad, we're doing a men's Bible study. That's great. Be on fire for God. Start your own Bible study. Ladies, start your own Bible study. Do what you've got to do to learn. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few helps that's going to help you understand things that God's voice will never say to you. One thing I want you to keep in mind is that God's voice will never deny Jesus Christ. We all know the verse on John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know, friends, as sure as we are that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man, He is God's Son. And the salvation comes through belief in Him. Now, many others are convinced otherwise, that there are voices in the world trying to convince them that Jesus is not the only way to God and to heaven. Rest assured, any voice that tells you that, any other avenues to God isn't from the Lord. Thus, God will never ask you to take your place in faith with another Savior. Do not let your mind linger, because our minds will linger, to a situation to where you are thinking that you're hearing other voices that can tell you to get to heaven. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. He is our what? Olive branch to get to heaven. So don't let anybody tell you if you talk to a bull, you're going to get to heaven. No. If you talk to your dog, you're going to get to heaven. And I love dogs and cats and all that. No. If you talk to your horse, you're going to get to heaven. No, you're not. Scripture fully reminds you, you got to go through Jesus. Don't even worship any idols or anything like that. Book of Exodus, he don't want you to do any of that. Focused on him, okay? Another point I want to make is that God's voice will never demean nor demoralize you. You know, if you go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 10, Scripture reminds us, "For they discipline us for a short time as seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for the good so we may share his holiness." Again, you may want to highlight and find that in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews like coffee, chapter 12 and verse 10. You see, friends, God will convict believers. God will rebuke and reprove us. Now, he will even chastise us. However, he will never demean nor demoralize his children. Always remember that. He will never put you down, nor will he intentionally hurt you. God loves us, and he pours that love upon us as a loving father should, or would, I should say. Any voice that demeans you isn't of God. And what else? God is what? Love. Excuse me one moment here. He is. And he loves you. Always listen to him. God's voice will never instruct you to sin. Amen. Remember that. What's that, CA? God's voice will never instruct you to sin. The book of Romans, I call it the Romans road area. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, Scripture simply reminds us, "What shall we say then? As we continue to sin, so the grace may increase." May it never be. "How shall we who die to sin should live in it?" Well, friends, simply God's voice will not entice you to sin. He won't tell you that it's okay to live a sinful lifestyle. If you're hearing a voice encouraging you to commit sin, rest assured that that voice doesn't belong to our Father. For example, this is an example. The Bible tells us to honor our parents, not to fornicate or not to lie to one another. If you believe God is telling you to dishonor your parents, that it's okay to fornicate or to lie to someone, rest assured those instructions aren't being spoken to you from the heart of God. Please remember that. The book of Proverbs, the whole book of Proverbs, oh my goodness. Boy, your sweet memories there, I can tell you, that was my whole entire lesson that I typed up on, the whole book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19, what does Scripture remind us of? Oh, before I get started on that, well, let me give you a point on this next point. God's voice will never cause division between. Okay, now Proverbs chapter 6 in the book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verse 19. "A false witness that speaketh lies, he that among brethren." Okay. One thing I want to tell you on that is this. Our Father is a God of love and unity, if you think about it. He is. God hates division or discord. He doesn't want his children to live in disunity. He wants us to what? Love one another, work together in ministry, and be a family. He wants us to get along. He encourages us to live in peace toward one another. Any voice encouraging division within the body of Christ isn't God. I want you to remember that. My next point is that God's voice will never tell you to hate someone. Their sins, yes, but not them. "But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Find that in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. God won't tell you to hate someone because the Bible tells us to what? Love your enemies as well as your neighbors. Thus, if you're hearing a voice encouraging you to hate, you can what? Rest assured that voice doesn't belong to the Lord. Remember that. Another point I want to tell you guys about. God's voice will never say someone can't be saved. Let me repeat that. God's voice will never say someone can't be saved. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but patience towards you, not wishing for anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. Find that in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Friends, salvation is God's will for all mankind. And I'm going to tell it like it is. The Muslims, the Houdins, the atheists, the Buddhists, etc. They want to learn about Jesus Christ, they can change. The late Billy Graham says they can change. Okay? He wants all of us to spend eternity in heaven with him. Thus, God's voice won't tell someone they can't be saved. We should continue to pray for our unsaved family, friends, strangers, and even our enemies. And you're probably saying, hey, wait a minute. You're telling me that to love the Muslims? I'm telling you, love your neighbors. You ain't going to agree with them. You ain't going to love the Buddhists. Love them. Pray for them. But I want you to know something. God's not done with them until their breath leaves their body. They have a chance to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And you, my friends, can be a beacon lighthouse for those people out there. There's going to be up in heaven all kinds of mixed denominations, which ain't even going to exist up in heaven. There's going to be many different colors of, there's going to be Chinese, African-Americans, all kinds, whites and Hispanics, people that accepted Christ. We are a family. We are what? The family of God, as Bill Gaither would say. My next point is that God's voice will never tell you to doubt his will, his word, or his way. Let me repeat that for some of you guys. Hello. God's voice will never tell you to doubt his will, his word, or his way. You know, if you go to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, scripture simply reminds us, but he asks in faith without doubt, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man art not to expect that his will receive anything from God. Let me tell you something, friends. Doubt never comes from God. Remember, when the serpent asked Eve back in the book of Genesis, indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. Satan uses the same tactic on us today. He wants to ask the question, God's instructions. He wants us to doubt the Lord and disobey his voice. You see, God's voice won't tell us to doubt him. Doubt is not a sin. What matters is how do you respond to the doubt? Think about it. Indeed, God's voice will encourage us to trust the Lord in all times. And you should. You should trust the Lord with all your heart. My next point is that God's voice will never tell you to fear demons. What's EA? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, because scripture reminds us in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. You may want to highlight this. Do not fear for those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You see, friends, God will never tell Christians to fear demons. On the contrary, the Bible tells us that we should fear God. God alone who deserves our reverence and awe. Christians who are walking in the will of God don't have any questions to be afraid of demons. And so many voices that encourages us to be fearful of demons isn't coming from the heart of God. So let me stop here just for a moment on Coffee Talk with CA. You ever got confronted with someone that's a demon? I have. But my Christianity is so strong with the Heavenly Father is that I've got my armor of God on. Every day I'm running into a demon. You are too, if you think about it. What? What's EA? How am I running into a demon? You are. Right now, you can't see because of what's called spiritual blindness. Explain, CA. Okay. Spiritual blindness is this. Let's just say you're a Christian, you accepted Christ in your heart, okay? Your guardian angel is going against the demon angel. Well, what's the demon angel? Well, the demon angel, they were angels up in heaven along with Lucifer when he was an angel. He was an archangel, but he wanted to be better than God, so he challenged God. God gave him the boot, booted him out of heaven because he wanted to be a god. There's only one God, our God Father, that we serve, one and only. Remember that. And some of the angels wanted to turn against God. They got the same thing. They got the boot too as well. So they became what's called demon angels. You cannot see them. I'm telling you, you cannot. But you can see a demon in a person. Question asked before, and I'll give you the answer. Can a demon come into a person? Yes. Can a demon be called off and casted out? Yes. Does God give the ability for us and the power? Yes. As Christians, we can call out demons. Jesus casted out demon in the Bible. You go back to it, you learn about it. Just food for thought, okay? You're going to get confronted by demons, and you'll know it in the spirit when you've got a closeness with God as a Christian. You will know when you're confronted with demons, and we are, and I am every day like you guys are. Just keep your body of armor on and know that God's with you, and pray. Prayer is the key. God will never leave you. He is always with you. Please remember that, guys. If anything on this, I want you to always remember, He ain't leaving your side. He loves you, and you're one of His kids. He loves everybody, so don't fear the demons. Another point I want to make is God's voice will never tell you to disobey godly authority. In fact, you go back to the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Scripture reminds us that every person is to be subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those who exist, which exist, are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority has opposition to the ordinance of God, and they have to oppose will receive condemnations upon themselves. You know, we may not like nor enjoy godly authority, but we should obey it nonetheless. Okay? The key here is the word godly. Whether that authority is your spouse, your employer, your church leadership, we should obey. God won't tell you to ignore your spouse, your employer, or church leadership unless they require you to do something illegal, immoral, or sinful. Remember that. My last point on Coffee Talk with CA is I want you guys to keep in mind that God's voice will never tell you that He doesn't love you. In fact, you go to the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Scripture reminds us, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. You see, God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. You know, for many years, I'm sure a lot of you guys have struggled with the knowledge that God loves us. We all have. But He does. You got to believe. Somebody had once said, I can't understand how a holy and just God could love a wretch like me. Remember that song? I know I was convinced and you guys were convinced that there was something, especially when you have Him in your heart and you accept Him as personal Savior. He loves you. You know, I feel Him here at Faith Studio One. He loves us despite our flaws, our weaknesses, and even our sin. I want you to know something. God loves us through it all. Any voice telling you that God doesn't love you is a lying voice. That lying voice is Satan. And that voice doesn't belong to God. And I want you to remember that God is calling His children into a relationship with Him. That we can have an open invitation to commune with Him. Thus, this is our advantage that we learn to discern His voice, continue studying the Bible and praying, that God will speak to you and you will learn from His voice. Amen. Amen. I hope that gives you all some insight on Coffee Talk on a Monday morning this morning on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. It just gives you what you need to know as far as that God's voice will never, what He will never say to you. If we can help you, I always want you to know, you can email me up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Follow me also on Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasts. Just search us up, same thing, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Okay? I want to close out with a song that I played when we were doing Spotlight Saturday, Gold City, I'm not giving up. Enjoy. Amen. And you know what? You don't give up either. You guys hear me on that? If you get anything out of this, which I know you do, and I appreciate all my listeners, never give up. My old pastor friend I used to know, one of my, Pastor Ron, long time ago, God bless him. We were extremely very good friends. I mean, we were real close. And he was always there for me. And I tell you, I just, a good brother in Christ to me. One thing on one of his sermons I remember he had shared, now I'd always lodged in my head, he was a big Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Any of you guys, I know U.S. Marine Cody's a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. All right. Sorry, guys. Everybody in Dallas, Fort Worth, we're not trying to down you Dallas Cowboys. Although, we hope Nolan Ryan buys the Fort Worth Cats. He's talking about it for Fort Worth. I know it's a Triple A team. But anyway, he was from Pittsburgh. He always wore this Pittsburgh tie back in the days when he was preaching at a particular church. He would wear this tie, and it was always the Steelers. Every time the Steelers would play the Cowboys, he would wear this tie. I'd say, Ron, what the heck's going on here? Well, I'll tell you what, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to beat the Cowboys. Well, we'll see about that. You're not going to win with Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman was the best, the elite. The triplets were the best. They sure were. And if, gosh, I wish they would have kept, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring this political, but I will say this. I really wish Jimmy Johnson was still our coach. I have him on my Instagram account, and I just looked on there while I was playing some music here at the studio, and he is just having the time of his life, and I don't blame him. God bless him. You know what? Great coach. I'm glad he took our boys out there. And you know, that was teamwork, and that's what it takes. So don't give up. Never give up, as I was going to say, Ron would say, never give up, never give in, don't throw in the towel. So don't do that, friends. Stay strong, stay focused, and just have a great week. And, you know, just know God's got you. Okay? This is CA. I'm going to saddle up, and I feel like they say saddle out. Actually, I'm going to saddle up, and I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Very hot, muggy day. Oh, my goodness. 85. Gatorade. Where's the Gatorade, Coach Stan? Anyway, y'all take care. Stay hydrated. I guess it's going to be a brutal summer. It ain't even summertime. It's still spring. But let's just all be careful out there. Take care of one another. Look out for your elderly, your senior citizens out there. And love one another especially, okay? All right. Again, if you have any questions, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you guys that are on Apple Podcasting, please give me a 5-star rating. I really appreciate that. I get a lot of people that give me high ratings, and I sure do thank you. My network thanks you. We do have, yes, indeed, if you can't reach me, let me just say this, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, I have a direct number you can reach me. If you're not able to reach me, we have a Morning Brew Christian Podcast 24/7 ministry team that is here to serve, love, help, and pray. Okay? All right. And if you don't want to go anonymous and say, I have an anonymous prayer, I'm from Pennsylvania, no problem. Or wherever you're from, just put your first name. We never mention your last name. Okay? All right. Well, y'all have a great day. Thank you for listening to Coffee Talk for this week. And I will be back next Monday for Coffee Talk. Remember, the sun rises on the other side. Enjoy life, LIFE! We will talk again soon. Bye for now.